This is The Poetry Moment, and I'm Sean Vestal. Today I'm reading the poem Crossing Jordan by the Spokane poet Christopher Howell from his collection Love's Last Number. I chose this poem because it's a pioneer tale, a grim and sometimes funny story of people crossing the country, and I've always been drawn to those. Crossing Jordan. Having eaten the chickens, dogs, cattle, horses, our belts, leather vests, and shoes, we came at last to the river, great silver-blue spillage carving its monument and grave in the endless grass. We fell down and drank, a writhing stillness filling us like lust or the sort of prayer they don't teach you. Leaves revolved on the stream like golden boats, carelessly adrift, open to the sky that seemed to be watching as we herded small fish into the shallows and ate them alive and squirming. Later we made fire in the shadow of a cut bank and slept and rose and ate and drank again and slept, and on the third day we rose as our Lord, to whom we had prayed all the way from St. Joe, and who had indeed delivered us, so that we thought the far shore must surely flow with milk and something sweet. So we made our crossing, the stream being wide but shallow. Only one 9-year-old boy broke the human chain, and so was swept away. Brother Jacob, he said, it was what God and the river required by way of sacrifice, and the boy's father went for him with a knife. Thus discord came upon us, and a taint upon the new land, so that some of us longed for our lives as they had been before we dared to cross the glinting vein, before we dared the Lord to give us everything. But finally, with the river at our backs, it seemed wrong to think of this. Praise the Lord and his angels, we said, when we had buried the torn and bloated boy who had reached down with both hands for something bright in the water. That was Crossing Jordan by Christopher Howell, and I'm Sean Vestal.